This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. Each month, the Austin-based editor-in-chief of Kirkus Reviews joins us to get us up to speed on what's happening in books. Clay Smith, welcome back. Some big news on this Tuesday.
Yes, today is a big day in nonfiction because Lena Dunham, who, of course, is the creator of Girls on HBO and Tiny Furniture, a great little film, is releasing her first book.
This is her first book, and I've already heard a lot of people talking about it.
Yeah. Well, and she's coming to book people. It's sold out. So don't try to go.
Forget about it.
Yeah. But it's called Not That Kind of Girl. And the subtitle is A Young Woman Tells You What She's Learned. And learned is in quotation marks. And that's kind of crucial because it's a very, she's trying to be sort of self-effacing. The New York Times loved this book. We at Kirkus Reviews are not so in love with it.
It sounds like you're sort of holding back just a little bit. What was it that you didn't like? This is a, I suppose we should just lay it out. This isn't a biography as such. This is more sort of personal essays, right?
Right. It's a set of personal essays. And it's her, you know, when Lena Dunham was younger even than she is now, she's only 28 now, she came across Helen Gurley Brown's memoir from 1982, that really was this book that tried to tell women that they could have it all. That if they didn't feel like they were born sexy and confident, that they could be. And that's a great message. And Lena Dunham is trying to sort of bolster that message and recreate that message.
Is it fair to ask a 28-year-old to do the sort of thing that Helen Gurley Brown was able to pull off when she was, I think she was considerably older than 28 when that book came out?
She was, and that's a great question. And we, our children's and teen editor has just written about this in the magazine because there are memoirs that are being published by teenagers. And it's not a new trend. I mean, it's been happening for a while. But you have this question in a memoir. I mean, a memoir is supposed to be life made art, right? It's supposed to be someone's life distilled in a very sort of insightful and entertaining way.
Right.
And if you haven't lived enough, is there enough life? And do you know how to make it into art? This is the crucial, critical question about a memoir by a young person. We feel like the Lena Dunham book doesn't measure up, but I think it's going to do well. And you are definitely going to be hearing about it.
This is a sort of an important day for Kirkus because for the first time, Kirkus is, you're going to have a Kirkus Prize. What is it that the Kirkus Prize is trying to recognize or represent?
You know, writers cannot submit their books to be eligible for the Kirkus Prize. The way that a book becomes eligible is if it receives the Kirkus Star. And in my world of publishing, to write a book and to get a Kirkus Star is a pretty special thing. We only give a star to about 9 or 10% of the books that we review, and we review about 8 to 10,000 books a year. The categories are fiction, nonfiction, and young readers literature. So we have enlisted a group of prominent judges for each of those three categories,
right.
And they have been doing nothing but reading since, you know, May.
So do you have a list of finalists, or?
We do, and they're being released today. So this news is hot off the presses.
Hot off the presses. So we're free to talk about this because it is after 8 o'clock in the morning Central Time.
Right.
Can you share them with us?
Well, there's 18 in total, so I won't read them all to you. But some of the more notable ones in fiction are Sarah Waters, who is a British writer, published in America by a division of Penguin. And her new novel, The Paying Guest, is set in the 1920s and is a love story that's mixed in with a court drama and a murder story. And we love that book. Dina Mengestu is another one, and his novel came out earlier this year in the spring. It's called All Our Names, and it is published by a division of Random House called Knopf, and a really stirring book that has touched a lot of readers. Dina Mengestu is originally from Ethiopia, and he's part of this great explosion of African literature that has happened, and that's been a really wonderful thing to see. In nonfiction, I think a lot of people know about Elizabeth Colbert. She is a New Yorker writer who wrote this book, The Sixth Extinction, that really took off this spring and has been on the bestseller list, I think, ever since then. And it's talking about what is, you know, that basically we are in the midst of the sixth extinction. Not a really
That's
fun
really
book.
Comforting.
Yeah. And then another book that has just been one of the great publishing stories of this year is Capital in the 21st Century by Thomas Piketty, who is this economist who's, you know, this book is published by Harvard University Press, you know, a press that does great work, but that doesn't usually have huge mega bestsellers
yeah, right, sure.
like this.
Yeah.
So this has been a great story to see this book reach readers, and our judges loved it. So those are two of the nonfiction titles. And
what about the last category there?
So the last category is young readers literature, and that means picture book, middle grade, and young adult books. So I have two of the picture books here, and one of them is The Right Word by Jen Bryant and Melissa Sweet, and the other is Aviary Wonders Incorporated by Kate Samworth. And those are books that kind of reach beyond what a typical picture book does and really involve a young reader in a really mesmerizing way.
That's Clay Smith. He is editor-in-chief of Kirkus Reviews, and he comes in each month to talk with us about the world of books and publishing. Thanks so much.
Thank you, David.
I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard, KUT News.